The weather situation in KwaZulu-Natal is considerably more angry than that. A second tornado has now been reported. 5 lives lost in the last couple of days, 16 lives in total so far. I mean, that might be added to. Oren Singh is a reporter at Times Live. Where are you at the moment, Oren?
John, well, I'm in the safety of my office at the moment. Okay. I'm quite jealous, in fact, listening to your beautiful forecast for Cape Town for the weekend. It's been quite hectic up here. I must say, though, right now in Durban, the weather's quite calm, just a bit overcast, not too much rain. We've had a little bit throughout the day, but nothing at the moment. During the course of the week, yeah, as you correctly pointed out, 5 people have been killed. We had a lady up north in northern KwaZulu-Natal who was struck by lightning on Sunday. On Monday, a husband and a wife had died when the bedroom they were sleeping in, the roof and the walls collapsed on them. And then on Tuesday, that unfortunate incident in which a tornado hit a community between New Hanover and Pietermaritzburg, and really devastating out there. We were out there yesterday and speaking to people on the ground. And, John, they're really suffering, I must say. I haven't witnessed such devastation to that extent in my career thus far.
Over what sort of percentage of KwaZulu-Natal is there significant weather-related damage, Oren?
Well, look, the MEC for Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, MEC Sipho Humuluka, addressed the media in Durban this morning. And that question was put to him, which areas are looking as if they're going to be most affected. And the MEC couldn't quite answer us, but he said right now, in terms of government's strategies and plans going forward, they're mainly just concerned at the whole province. Okay. Looking at the whole province. Up north, there have been some areas that have been really affected. As you stated earlier, there was a second tornado in Bergville, which is central KwaZulu-Natal. And we're not too certain right now whether that tornado actually made landfall or touched the ground. And South African Weather Services, we had spoken to her a bit earlier, said that if it had not touched the ground, it can't be known as a tornado and would be known as a funnel cloud, rather. So we're still trying to get information on that second incident.
And is there anything of a silver lining to this weather in that areas which have been very thirsty for rain are now getting rain, unfortunately accompanied by significant damage to infrastructure and loss of life and injury and so on, but at least rain's falling, or is that not the case?
Well, as you would know, John, we're just hoping that these rains fall in the catchment areas in the correct places. I know that there was quite a significant amount of rain that up north, Shishlui Game Reserve, Shishlui and Mfolozi Park, northern KwaZulu-Natal had received. I was fortunate to be up there last week in a community called Ngoloche, and the drought is just immense down there and quite ridiculous. So I'm hoping that those areas and those communities that really need the rain would have received some through these torrential downpours.
Thank you very much to Oren Singh, who's a reporter at Times Live. Chris, you've called us from Constantia. You're going through the property valuation appeal process at the moment. Where are you at?
Yeah, look, I'm a real estate broker. I'm not a valuer, so let's make that clear. I've been doing valuations for clients for the last 3 valuation sections, and then this time I've put in about 25 valuation objections. I have had one back so far that came back and nearly doubled the valuation that the property is actually worth. This is a commercial building, though.
Yeah.
And you can request from council the reasoning behind their valuation. So it's a process. You go to the form you fill in, you send it off to the valuer, and then they should respond. They used to charge, but they haven't said anything this time, providing the valuation reasoning, which should tell you which other properties they've taken into consideration. The other thing you can do is you can look up on the valuation, City Council valuations, and see what other similar properties have been valued according to the latest valuation roll. And that will give you a good idea whether everybody's overvalued or whether it's just you that's been picked out. However, if the lady did not object in the official way before the 1 month period.
That's a huge issue. I mean, you obviously have a fair amount of experience, a lot of experience in this, Chris. We've been through, I think, in the 22 years that I've been broadcasting on Cape Talk, been through, I think, four changes to the general valuation role. And I've not been told about too many people who have successfully. Obviously, some have, but it's, I believe, a very low percentage of people who object, who have their objections upheld.
It depends on whether it's valid or not and what information you've got. I have got about an 80% success rate.
Really?
Look, I'm a specialist in an area which has gone down in the Marikana area and adjacent. And I sold property there at a far reduced price from what the city council valuing. And I've got, you know, the sales agreements to prove it. But look, you follow the process. And as you said, I heard you say you've got the valuation, they come back, you do the appeal. If you're not happy with the appeal, then there's a tribunal that you can go to. And look, the estate agents, you can use an official valuer, yes, but that will cost you money. The estate agents generally are spoken to by the valuer in order to ascertain what the current value of the property is. So, you know, they base their decision on what the agents are telling them.
Now, I know that not this particular valuation role, but the previous time I did an hour-long program on it, and I one of the things I asked for was feedback from people who'd been through the process. And if I remember correctly, I had 30 people give me feedback, and of those, 23 had failed in their objection. But perhaps they're failing because they don't understand the process properly and because they're not putting the right information and enough information in their objections.
Yeah, the other thing just to say, what do you think the property's worth? If you think it's worth close to the municipal valuation, you shouldn't be objecting. There's no point. The other thing is, on the commercial property side, if it's a rented or leased out property, you can justify things based on the rental income less expenses and then apply a percentage to give you a valuation of what the property's worth, which is what the process that I've followed for some of the commercial valuations I've done.
Thank you very much for that expert insight.